The mansion in Savile Row, though not sumptuous, was exceedingly comfortable. Phileas Fogg was seated squarely in his armchair, his feet close together like those of a grenadier on parade, his hands resting on his knees, his body straight, his head erect. A rap sounded on the door of the cozy apartment. A young man advanced and bowed.
"You are a Frenchman, I believe," asked Phileas Fogg. "And your name is John?"
"John, if monsieur pleases," replied the newcomer. "John Passepartout, a surname which has clung to me because I have a natural aptness for going out of one business into another. I believe I am honest, monsieur, but to be outspoken, I've had several trades. I have been a circus rider when I used to vault like Leotard and dance on the rope like Blondin. Then I was a professor of gymnastics, so as to make better use of my talents. And then I was a sergeant fireman at Paris and assisted at many a big fire. But I quitted France 5 years ago, and wishing to taste the sweets of domestic life, took service as a valet here in England. Finding myself out of place and hearing that Monsieur Phileas Fogg was the most exact and settled gentleman in the United Kingdom, I have come to Monsieur in the hope of living with him a tranquil life and forgetting even the name of Passepartout."
"Passepartout suits me," responded Mr. Fogg. "You are well recommended to me. I hear a good report of you. You know my conditions."
"Oui, monsieur."
"Good. What time is it?"
11:22,
returned Passepartout, drawing an enormous silver watch from the depths of his pocket.
"You are too slow," said Mr. Fogg.
"Pardon me, monsieur, it is impossible.
You are 4 minutes too slow. No matter, it's enough to mention the error. Now, from this moment, 11:29 a.m. this Wednesday, 2nd October, you are in my service."
Phileas Fogg got up, took his hat in his left hand, put it on his head with an automatic motion, and went off, without a word.